This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Tristan J. Bautista. Date of birth, January the 13th, 2000. Case ID number is 645-4994. Date of exam, September the 19th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 5/30/2023. Identifying information. This is a 23-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of asthma and stomach issues. The claimant is presently and has been working for Meds Primary for 2 years since 2021. She is working part-time, and she states that she did receive Social Security benefits for 6 years as a child. At the present time, she lives in a rented house and is renting a room for herself. Allegations number one, asthma. Number two, stomach issues / lactose intolerance. History of allegations, number one, asthma. The claimant states that in 2005 she was diagnosed with asthma. She denies any history of emphysema, bronchitis, pneumonia, cardiac problems or allergies. She states that asthma is precipitated by walking 1 mile, climbing 2 flights of stairs, talking, resting, and sometimes with seasonal changes. She denies any history of cigarette smoking. The claimant has never been in the emergency room for asthma or hospitalized and has never been intubated. She is presently on albuterol sulfate inhaler, one puff BID, which does control her symptoms. She denies using steroids, oxygen, or any other medications for her asthma. The claimant states she did have COVID in 2023, but has recovered. Her oxygen saturation today was 97%, which is normal. Allegation number two, stomach issues / lactose intolerance. The claimant states that since 2018, she has had lactose intolerance and states the character of pain is a gassy, crampy pain located in her mid-abdominal area that does not radiate to any other place. She states it can last for approximately 30 minutes, and she has it two to three times per week. The associated symptoms include diarrhea times one, occasional constipation, and has had melena in the past. She denies any hematemesis or weakness and has had no weight loss in the past year. She states that she's food intolerant to many milk products. She was diagnosed with lactose intolerance and is presently taking no medications for her condition. She states her condition is stable at this time. Limitations, the claimant is able to walk 1 mile, stand for 4 hours, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat, and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 50 pounds above his head. She states that she does have a provider who cares for her. She has no assistive devices at this time. She does take occasionally ibuprofen, 200 milligrams, when she has pain, which does give her relief. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and she does get on a treadmill and do boxing for exercise. Family history. Her father died of a myocardial infarction and cerebral vascular accident in his 50s. Her mother is alive, and she is 61 with osteoporosis, hypertension, and depression. Medications, albuterol, sulfate, inhaler, one puff, BID. Medical problems, anxiety, asthma, and lactose intolerance, obesity, and a history of hearing voices. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 199 pounds, height 5 feet 6 inches, BP 138 over 83 mmHg, heart rate 56 beats per minute, respiration 17 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation was 97%, BMI was 32. General. This is a 23-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Can you drop down to HEENT? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is claimant being able to count fingers at 7 feet. Pinhole, claimant is able to count fingers at 7 feet. Corrected is 20/20. OS, uncorrected, the claimant is able to count fingers at 7 feet. Pinhole, the claimant is able to count fingers at 7 feet. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected, the claimant is able to count fingers at 10 feet. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to the last page, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have some limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, and appears to not to have any restricted limitations in her workplace environment at this time. Number one, asthma, being treated with albuterol. Oxygen saturation today was 97%, which is normal. Normal physical exam. Allegations, number two, stomach pain secondary to lactose intolerance. The claimant is avoiding lactose products and appears to be doing fairly well. She has not lost any weight in the past year. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Tristan Jane Bautista.